Hi, I'm Erica Mills. Welcome to Language Lab. So this week's word is disappoint. It's disappoint. And I'll tell you why I landed on this word. It is because I made a promise to you as a Language Lab subscriber that you would receive the podcast every Wednesday. Automatically, it would appear in your inbox. But this week's podcast is getting to you on a Thursday. So for that, I want to apologize. And I have to tell you that I'm extremely disappointed. So for the past 2 weeks, we've hit some sort of technical glitch. We still aren't quite sure what's going on with the company that we use to send out our emails. And so I was thinking about, you know, how was I really feeling about that? And was I angry? Not exactly. You know, was I upset? Moderately. But really, the overriding emotion I was having was that I was disappointed, right? They had disappointed me. So let's take a look at the definition of this word. So to disappoint in its verb form, we'll get to how it becomes an adjective in a minute, is to fail to fulfill the hopes or expectations of someone. So I have to say that the company that we're using has failed to fulfill my hopes and expectations that these podcasts would go out as promised and scheduled on a Wednesday. So when somebody disappoints you, you end up being, of course, disappointed. So this got me thinking about, you know, whenever that happens with another individual in your life, or in this case with a company, you have an opportunity, which is sort of the flip side of disappointing someone, is to delight them, right? So if we think about disappointment being that failure to fulfill the hopes or expectations of someone, you know, delight is all about pleasing someone greatly, right? To give great pleasure. So I am not sure how the situation currently is going to work out with the company that shall remain nameless, but I remain optimistic that they're going to do something to delight us, because there's always the opportunity to do that, right? And you can think about this in relation to your kids or your coworkers or friends or really anyone, that when you're in the moment of either being disappointed or knowing that you have disappointed someone else, be wondering and thinking about, is there a way in which I can turn this around by delighting them? That's the flip side of disappointment. So more next week. Maybe I'll even tell you the outcome of my disappointment. And I really hope, fingers crossed, that everything will work out and that next week's podcast will land in your inbox automatically on Wednesday. Thank you. I hope you have a delightful week, and I will talk to you next week.